当我们面对一个人或一件事情，我们心中常常会有一个考虑。
When we're facing a person or a situation, often we'll have a feeling in our heart.
我们是要采取主动呢，还是被动？
We have to make a decision as to whether we're going to be active or passive.
如果我们采取主动的态度，表示我们非常的积极。
If we decide to have an active attitude, that means that we are a very proactive person.
如果我们是被动的话，表示我们是对这个人或者这件事情，我们是很消极的。
And if we are decide to have a passive attitude, that means towards this person or the situation, we have a passive outlook.
今天对信仰、对主耶稣，我们是要主动呢，还是要被动
？Now today, towards our God, towards our faith, do we should we have an active or passive attitude?
对一个被动的人，对方常常会主动的来邀请。
For a passive person, usually other people have to come and invite them.
是的。主耶稣常常主动的来邀请我们。
And it's true that Jesus often actively invites us.
主耶稣说，口渴的人可以到我这里来。
He said, those who are thirsty can come to me.
主耶稣到人的面前问他说，要我为你做什么。
And Jesus used to go in front of other people and ask them, what do you want me to do for you?
但是我们对主耶稣对信仰，其实我们也应该是主动的。
But towards Jesus and towards our faith, we should also be active.
所以雅各这样说，说我们亲近神，神就亲近我们。
So James said, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
神爱我们，所以他总是主动的来就近我们，来邀请我们。
Because God loves us, he will actively come and call us and invite us.
但是我们如果真的爱主耶稣，我们真的要得恩典，我们也要主动一点。
But if we truly love Jesus, if we want to receive His grace, His blessings, then we have to be a little active ourselves.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
请看马可福音第一章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章四十节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 40.
四十节有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说：“你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”
Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean."
四十一节，耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”
41. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing, be cleansed."
这里提到有一个长大麻风的人，他主动的来到主耶稣跟前。
Here a leper actively came before Jesus.
这个对这个人来讲，他应该是像下了很大的决心。
For this person, he had to make a great determination.
他很勇敢的来到耶稣的面前。
He bravely came before Jesus.
我们请参考一下利未记十三章。
Let's also look at Leviticus chapter 13.
利未记十三章四十五节。
Leviticus chapter 13, verse 45.
旧约圣经一百三十八页，利未记十三章四十五节。
Leviticus 13:45.
四十五节，身上有长大麻风灾病的，他们的衣服要撕裂，也要蓬头散发，蒙着上唇喊叫说：“不洁净了，不洁净了。”
Now the leper on whom the sore is, his clothes shall be torn and his head bare, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, unclean, unclean.
四十六节，灾病在他身上的日子，他便是不洁净。他既是不洁净，就要独居营外。
46. He shall be unclean all the days he has the sore. He shall be unclean. He is unclean, and he shall dwell alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp.
在犹太社会里头，这是他们的规定。
This was the rule of the regulation of the Jewish society.
这是社会生活以及信仰生活的规定。
This was a rule for their life of in their society, for their communal life, and also for their life of faith.
这是一个可怕的疾病。
And this was a very scary disease.
这是一个甚至会让人绝望的一个疾病。
This is a disease that can cause a person to become hopeless.
这是一个很可怜的遭遇，但是常常又不能够得到帮助或者怜悯。
This is a very sad thing, but you could often not find mercy or help if you had this.
在圣经里头也常常把这个跟罪关联在一起。
And often in the Bible, this disease is associated with sin.
常常用麻风来代表着罪的可怕。
Often leprosy is associated with sin.
一个需要人关心的人，但是他们必须要离开人。
And so those who had leprosy were those who needed people to care for them, but they were people who had to stay away from others.
有这种遭遇，已经觉得自己很卑微了，整个环境又造成他。
Somebody who had this disease already felt very low himself, but then this society would further outcast him even more.
所以我们可以想象得到，这些人常常就是躲在角落。
So you can imagine these are the people who hid in corners.
但是这些人其实他们也都有那种很尊贵的人性。
But these are also people who had their own individual.Or their own individuality.
因为他们也想要活下去。
Because for them, they also wanted to continue living.
所以环境虽然这么恶劣，但是他们却很勇敢。
So even though their circumstances were so bad, they were still very brave.
他们对自己也不愿意放弃。
And they were unwilling to give up on themselves.
他们也想要来过着正常的生活。
They also wanted to live normal lives.
但是在这个路程上面总是有许多的阻挡，有许多的不可能。
But along this journey, there are many obstacles, and there are many things that were impossible to them.
长期的隔离在外，让他们成为那种不敢靠近人的人。
This long-term separation from society made them afraid to draw close to people.
甚至规定他们身上还要带着铃铛。
And this regulation showed that they actually had to wear this.
他们所到的地方就会有一个警告的声音，我是长麻风的，不要靠近我。
Where they actually had to cry out unclean everywhere they went to announce to people that they had leprosy.
如果是这种情形，我们还想动吗？还想走进人群吗？
If this were you, would you even want to go to move or to draw close to other people?
所以这一个人他很主动的，他来到主耶稣的跟前。
But this person actively came before Jesus.
那我们也看到他是一个很用一个很虚心的态度来。
We see that he came to Jesus with a very meek and humble attitude.
他是用一个很虔诚的态度来。
He came with a very godly attitude.
更重要的，他带着信心来。
And more importantly, he came with faith.
所以短短的两节就讲到神迹发生了。
So in these two short verses, a miracle occurred.
这神迹的发生，从这短短的两节。让我们知道为什么神迹会发生。
And these two short verses explain to us how miracles happen.
第一个，因为神的怜悯，因为神的能力。
First, because of the mercy of God, because of the power of God.
主耶稣就是那一位独一的真神。
Jesus is the only God.
神就是爱。
And God is love.
所以主耶稣带着怜悯。
And so Jesus has mercy.
主耶稣就是那一位创造宇宙万物的独一真神。
Jesus is that one God who created the universe.
所以主耶稣带着能力。
So Jesus has power.
神迹所以发生，第二个是因为信心。
The second reason miracles happen is because of faith.
主耶稣传福音的当中，他行了很多神迹。
While Jesus preached, he performed many miracles.
常常他都特别的做一个提醒。
And often he would make a specific reminder or warning.
请看马可福音第五章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 5.
Mark 福音五章三十四节。
Mark chapter 5 verse 34.
Verse 34. 耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
34. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
这里主耶稣说你的信救了你。
Here Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well."
所以人的信心在得医治、得神的恩典的过程里头，占着很重要的一个角色。
And so in order to reach God, in order to receive healing, faith plays an important role.
那信心会产生一个祈求的行动。
Now faith will create an action of requesting.
信心不是看不见的。
Faith is not something you can't see.
信心不是只是藏在心里头。
Faith isn't something that just hides in your heart.
信心常常会从行动上来表现出来。
Often faith will be seen through actions.
所以这个 有麻风的人，他来到耶稣的面前，他来求主耶稣。
So when this person who had leprosy came before Jesus, he asked him.
哦，所以神迹的发生，第三个就是透过祈求。
And so the third way that a miracle happens is through asking.
有人说这是一个已经不需要神迹的时代。
Some people say that this is a society that doesn't need any more miracles.
啊，其实不是的。这更是一个需要神迹的时代。
Actually, this is a society that needs miracles even more than before.
人有太多的层面需要神的恩典，需要神的医治。
There are too many things that people need God's healing and God's grace in.
到主耶稣这里来，到底谁需要来到主耶稣这里？
Who is it who needs to come before Jesus?
请看马可福音第二章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 2.
马可福音二章十七节。
Mark chapter 2, verse 17.
十七节，耶稣听见就对他们说：“健康的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”
When Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
谁需要主动的来到主耶稣这里
？Who needs to actively come before Jesus?
主耶稣说：“有病的人他需要医生。”
Jesus said, "Those who are sick."
罪人他需要罪得着赦免。
Those who are sinners need forgiveness of their sins.
罪人需要得着力量来改变自己。
Sinners need the power, the strength to change themselves.
所以主耶稣的邀请也是针对着这一些自己知道自己有软弱、自己有缺陷的人。
So the invitation of Jesus for those who know that they are weak, for those who know that they are lacking.
一个有苦楚的人，他就应该主动的来到主耶稣这里。
Somebody who has problems should actively come before Jesus.
我们有哪一个人没有软弱
？Which one of us does not have any weaknesses?
我们有哪一个人没有缺陷、没有苦楚
？Which one of us does not have issues or does not have anything that's lacking?
我们每一个，其实我们每一个人都应该主动的来到主耶稣这里。
Actually, every one of us should actively come before Jesus.
有病痛的人应该来到主耶稣这里。
Those who are sick should come before Jesus.
请看雅各书第五章。
Let's look at James chapter 5.
新约圣经333页，雅各书第五章
James,
三节。
James chapter 5, verse 13.
14节。
14.
十四节，你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
病痛是人生活当中一定会有、一定会遭遇的事情。
Sickness is something that we will face for sure in our lives.
一个有病痛的人，他应该主动的来到主耶稣这里。
Somebody who is sick should actively come before Jesus.
在当时他们有这个抹油的这种习惯。
During the time, they had this habit of anointing people with oil.
但是重要的是来到主耶稣这里请求代祷。
But the important part is to come before Jesus to pray for them.
自己来祈求，加上别人的帮助祷告。
That they had to come and ask God for themselves, and others should also pray for them.
十五节说，出于信心的祈祷要救那一个病人。
Verse 15 says that the prayer of faith will save the sick.
所以一个有病痛、肉体病痛的人，他应该来到主耶稣这里。
So those who are physically sick should come before Jesus.
再请看罗马书第七章。
Let's also look at Romans chapter 7.
罗马书七章二十四节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 24.
新约两百十七页，罗马书七章二十四节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 24.
二十四节，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这起死的身体呢
？O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
肉体的病痛会带来苦楚。
Physical sicknesses will bring us difficulties.
但是所谓的困难苦楚不一定。都是因为病痛。
But these difficulties and suffering doesn't always come from just physical sicknesses.
在这里，保罗说：“我真是苦啊。”
Here Paul says, "O wretched man that I am."
在这里，他不是说他身上有病痛，所以他觉得非常的苦。
But he's not saying that he's wretched or in suffering because he has a physical sickness.
这是他在生活当中，他里头、他良心、他的行为。跟他的知识之间的 这种冲突的所带来的苦楚。
This suffering came from a conflict between his conscience and his actions and his heart.
良心让我们知道什么是对的，什么是不对的。
Our conscience tells us what's right and what's wrong.
这个很多的知识让我们知道什么是该做的，什么是不该做的。
And knowledge tells us what we should do, what we shouldn't do.
啊，但是在实际的生活里头，人不一定能够照着对的、应该做的去过生活。
But in real life, we often are not able to do what's right to live our lives.
啊，在这一种挣扎冲突里头，这也是一种的苦楚。
And during this conflict, this will result in a kind of suffering.
哦，尤其追求真实良善的人
，especially those who seek after the truth, who seek to do good，
尤其是那些良心很清明的人
，especially for those who have a clear conscience。
啊，所以研究圣经的人在讨论说，这个保罗是在说我真是苦啊，是指着在信主耶稣之前呢，还是在信主耶稣之后
？So those who study the Bible wonder: Is did Paul say, "Oh, wretched man that I am," talking about before he came to Christ or after?
在信主耶稣之前，是的，一定会有这种挣扎。
Before believing in Christ, of course, we'll have this kind of conflict.
但是在现实的生活里头，一个信了主耶稣的人呢，他其实仍然会有这样的挣扎。
But even after believing in Christ, in real life, those who believe in Christ will still have these conflicts.
靠着主耶稣的恩典，给我们一个被称义、成圣的一个身份。
By the grace of God, we've been justified as righteous.
但是常常我们不等于说我们的生活、我们的言语就已经像一个义人、像一个圣洁的人。
But often that alone doesn't mean that in our lives we act and we speak like we are righteous.
因此我们才会有这一段。往天国的信仰的旅程。
And that's why there's this thing that we call the journey of faith towards heaven.
因此我们才继续需要有圣灵、圣经、弟兄姐妹来帮助我们。
And that's why we need the Holy Spirit, the Bible, brothers and sisters to help us.
因为我们通常不会在一夜之间我们变得完全了。
Because often we will not become perfect overnight.
所以在生活当中我们仍然有这种在做对的事情、做不对的事情之间的这个挣扎跟冲突。
And so that's why in our lives we'll have this conflict of doing right and also doing wrong.
有这样冲突的人就应该来到主耶稣这里。
Those who have this conflict should come before Jesus.
主啊，我真软弱，我知道什么是对的，但是我没有去做。
Lord, I am weak. I know what's right, but I can't do it.
主啊，我真挣扎，我知道什么不应该做，但是我却偏偏去做。
Lord, I'm conflicted. I know what I shouldn't do, but I still go do it.
所以保罗他是一个来到主耶稣面前的人。
So Paul is somebody who came before Christ.
他在神的面前，他来呼求，他说：“我在这样的挣扎里头，我真是苦。”
Before God, he asked God for help. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am."
25节。
Verse 25.
感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督，就能够脱离了。第一句话。
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
谁能够让我们摆脱？这样的一个挣扎苦楚呢
？Who can take us out of this suffering, out of this conflict？
当我们来到主耶稣的面前
，When we come before God，
当我们凭着信心来向他祈求
，When we come to Him and ask with faith，
他的恩典够我们用
，His grace is sufficient for us。
他会让我们有那个力量，有那个决心，渐渐的来改变自己，胜过自己。
He will give us the strength and the determination to gradually overcome ourselves。
所以主动的来到主耶稣这里真好。
So it is good to actively come to Christ。
再请看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's also look at Psalm 37。
诗篇三十七篇第五节。
Psalm 37 verse 5。
旧约圣经六百八十三页，诗篇三十七篇第五节。
Psalm 37 verse 5。
当将你的事交托神，并依靠他，他就必成全。
Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass.
一个需要得着依靠的人，他要来到主动的来到主耶稣这里。
Somebody who needs someone to rely on should come before God.
我们常常说要为我们往后的日子来做准备。
We often say we have to prepare for our next life.
意思就是 我们一定要找到一些依靠。
Which means we need to find some things to rely on and to trust in.
是的，在我们现实的生活里头，我们真的需要有依靠。
True, in our current lives, we need something to rely on.
我们常常说，就好像房屋需要有四片墙。
A house needs to have four walls.
有的人很有依靠，他说我有四面墙。让我来依靠。
Some people who have things to rely on say, I have four walls for me to lean on.
但是有时候在遇到一些遭遇的时候，他说我没有一片墙可以靠。
But then often when something a problem happens to him, then he says, I don't even have one wall to lean on.
怎么有了这个遭遇，四面墙都不见了。
So how could it be that because this one thing has happened, now all four of your walls are gone?
其实那四面墙可能都还在。
Actually, maybe those four walls are still there.
只是那个墙已经在这种情况之下不再成为他的依靠。
It's just that under this new circumstance, these four walls can no longer be leaned on.
所以人的生活里头为什么有不安全感？因为那个可以依靠的墙常常会失去作用。
So how come some people don't have a sense of security in their lives? Because their walls cannot be leaned on.
一个需要得着真正的依靠的人要主动的来到主耶稣这里。
Somebody who needs something to lean on should come before Jesus.
我们可以将我们的事情来交托给神。
We can give and entrust our things to him.
这也是非常的好，人的努力加上交托给神。
This is a good thing to have the hard work, the strength of man, and to entrust in God.
我照着我的本分做了，然后我就很安心。
That I do whatever I can, the best of my ability, and then I'm at peace.
因为主动的来到主耶稣这里，他成为我的依靠。
Because I've actively come before Jesus and He is my trust.
主耶稣成为我的依靠，我知道他必定成全。
And since I can rely on Him, I know that He will make it happen.
一个盼望永生、想要进入天国的人，他要主动的来到主耶稣这里。
Somebody who has hope in eternity, who wants to go to heaven, should come before Jesus.
我们越来越发现许许多多的事情它真的是短暂的，没有办法永存。
We realize that there are more and more things that are temporary and cannot last.
包括我们非常珍惜的、非常珍爱的我们所爱的人。
Even those people who we treasure and love so much.
包括我们自己在这个地面上的生命。
Even our own lives in this world.
无论这我们再怎么的爱惜自己，再怎么的照顾自己，它是短暂的，它一定会结束。
No matter how much we love ourselves, how much we take care of ourselves, our lives are also temporary and will come to an end.
圣经告诉我们说，我们所看到的都是短暂的，这在提醒我们，一定有一个永恒的存在。
The Bible tells us that everything we can see is temporary, and that tells us that there is this eternity.
所以我们要去追求那个永恒。
And so we must pursue for eternity.
这个就是这本圣经里头在说的得着永生，进入永恒的国度。
And that is what this Bible is talking about when it says to pursue this eternal kingdom, to enter it.
如果我们要得着永生，我们要进入永恒的国度，我们必须主动的来到主耶稣这里。
If we want to attain eternity, if we want to enter the eternal kingdom, we have to actively come before Christ.
主耶稣他也这样说，说我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, the life.
他是那唯一的方法。
This is the only way.
所以他就是真理。
So he is the truth.
这个方法要让我们得着永生，进入永恒。
This method will give us eternity. It will allow us to enter the eternal kingdom.
所以主耶稣说，我就是生命。
And so Jesus said, I am the life.
所以来到主耶稣这里，我们不但要得着今生的平安，我们要得着将来的永恒。
So when we come before Jesus, not only will we receive peace in life in this life, but we'll receive eternity in the next.
对现在对我们来讲，还总是比较实际。
For us, this is a little more practical.
从现在的领受，让我们来确定将来的应许。
Or we view things that are more practical, a little clear, more clearly, but from those things, we can hope in the future.
我们再来看一下，当我们来到主耶稣这里，当我们领受了他的恩典之后，带给我们怎样的功效。
Let's also see, after we come before Christ, after we receive his grace, what does that bring us?
请看约翰福音十二章。
Let's look at John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章四十六节。
John chapter 12 verse 46。
新约一百四十七页，约翰福音十二章四十六节。
John chapter 12 verse 46。
若有人听见我的话，四十六节，我到世上来乃是光，叫凡信我的不住在黑暗里。
I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness.
听说在监狱里头啊，有一种方法来管教那个不守规矩的犯人。
I've heard that in prison there's a way that the guards use to treat those who do not follow the rules.
因为这个不能够给予这种身体上的处罚。
Because you can't physically harm them.
但是又必须。对付这种不守规矩的人。
But you have to deal with those who do not follow the rules.
他们方法就是把这个人关在完全黑暗的小小的空间里头。
And that method is solitary confinement in a small dark cell.
关个一天两天。
And they'll put them in there for a day or two.
听说这个方法很有效。
And I've heard that they feel that this method is actually very effective.
黑暗一直是人所不喜欢的。
Darkness is something that people don't like.
那也真的在黑暗里头带给人那种真实的很不好的那一种体验跟感受。
And really, when you're surrounded by darkness, this brings you a very negative feeling. Very.
这里主耶稣说，主动的来到他这里的人。就不在黑暗里。
But here Jesus says that those who come before him actively will no longer live in darkness.
黑暗让人想到恐惧害怕。
Darkness makes people afraid.
来到主耶稣这里，要让我们不再恐惧，不再害怕。
So when we come before Jesus, we will no longer be afraid.
在恐惧害怕里头，就失去了所谓的平安。
Because when we're afraid, we lose peace.
在恐惧里头就没有喜乐。
When we are afraid, we do not have joy.
在黑暗里头，人没有办法拥有真正的自由。
When we're in darkness, we don't have true freedom.
所以主耶稣说，到我这里来的，他就不在黑暗里头。
So Jesus said, those who come to me will no longer abide in darkness.
当一个人能够胜过自己的软弱。
When somebody can overcome his own weaknesses.
在生活里头就不再有那一种切切。有所缺欠的那种苦楚。
Then he will no longer have this suffering in his life where he is lacking something.
所以在旧约圣经阿摩斯书里头提到说，人的饥饿口渴不一定是物质上没有水没有饼。
And so in the Old Testament, the book of Amos tells us that those people are hungry and thirsty not because they don't have bread or water.
主耶稣说，来到我这里的，就要让你不饥饿，不口渴。
Jesus said, those who come to me will no longer hunger or thirst.
来到主耶稣这里，不但要让我们走在光明里头，而且要让我们饱足，不口渴。
For to come to Christ is not just to let us not be hungry or thirsty.
当人饥饿口渴的时候，那个动作就是到处的。要去寻求食物，寻找水。
Or it is to let us not hunger or thirst, because when somebody is hungry or thirsty, then they go looking everywhere for food and water.
所以我们看到，在这个现实的生活当中，有许许多多的活动，甚至很多地方都很热闹。
So we see that in our daily lives, there are a lot of places that are very chaotic, or a lot of places for people to go have fun.
为什么这么多的人这么热衷的在参加？这么多的活动呢？
How come there are so many people so enthusiastic about attending all these different activities?
因为想要得到饱足，因为想要止渴。
Because they want to be satisfied, because they want to fulfill their thirst.
这个饥饿口渴已经不只是在物质的这一个层面而已。
This hunger and this thirst isn't just about the physical hunger or thirst anymore.
如果说吃饱了，喝足了水。就能够满足的话， 那么生活是很容易的。
If you could be completely satisfied just by having a good meal and drinking a lot of water, then life would actually be pretty easy.
哦，但是所有的人的生活都不是这么容易，都不是这么单纯。
But people's lives aren't that easy. They're not that simple.
哦，这个就只是在显示一个说，其实人还是饥饿的，人还是口渴的。
And what this tells us is that people are still hungry. They're still thirsty.
哦，所以阿摩斯书第八章里头说，是因为人没有神的话。
And that's why Amos chapter 8 tells us it's because people don't have the word of God.
是因为人没有真理。
It's because people don't have the truth.
因为在人的生活里头没有神。
Because people don't have God in their lives.
因为在人的生活里头没有神的爱。
Because people don't have the love of God in their lives.
因为在人的生活里头没有神的灵的浇灌。
Because people don't have the fulfillment of God's spirit in their lives.
当我们主动地来到主耶稣这里。
When we actively come to Christ.
这是说这一说刚才所提的这些都成为是可以得着的。
All of the things we just mentioned are things you can have.
来到主耶稣这里，他的宝血要洁净我们。
When we come before Christ, His blood will clean us.
其实生活当中有一个看不见存在最大的担子。
Actually, there is this one greatest burden in our lives that we cannot see.
那就是人在神面前的亏欠。
And that burden is our sin and our shortcomings before God.
虽然看不见，但是它真实的存在。
Even though we can't see them, they exist for real.
所以看起来没有重担，但是总觉得是有压力，有重担。
So even though it seems like we have no burden, actually that burden is there, that pressure is there.
当一个人主动的来到主耶稣这里。
When someone actively comes to Christ.
当他得到主耶稣宝血的洁净。
When they receive the cleansing from his blood.
一个常常有的很明显的感觉，整个人变得非常的清醒。
Then a long-term feeling that this person will have is that they've now become so light.
这个说不上来，但是自己有深刻的体验跟感受。
And this isn't something that they can describe, but this is something you'll be able to feel.
那我们应当如何的来
？So how do we get there？
请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's look at John chapter 4。
新约130页。约翰福音第四章19节。
John chapter 4 verse 19。
妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。
”The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet."
20节。我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方在耶路撒冷。
20. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship.
这是一个需要得医治、需要得恩典的妇女。
This was a woman who needed healing, who needed grace.
她也知道要来到神的面前，主动来到神的面前才能够得着。
And she knew that she had to come before God actively to get that.
所以他也很聪明。
And so she's very smart.
他第一个必须要找对的地方。
The first thing she knew she had to find the right place.
我们如何来到主耶稣这里？第一个要找对地方。
How do we come to Christ? First, we have to find the right place.
主耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
我们说主耶稣是神。
We say Jesus is God.
他充满着天地。
He fills the earth.
这样讲是没有错。
And that's true.
但是还是一样，要有一个特定的他在哪里。
But there has to be a place where you can find him.
到底在哪里？去哪里敬拜神
？Where is it that you can go to worship God？
所以这个妇女，她知道只有神能够帮助她。
This woman knew that only God could help her.
所以她当然也在追求神。
So of course she was pursuing God.
但是她过去的所做的，包括她的传统，她觉得。他并没有来到神面前。
But from the things that she had done in the past, including her traditions, she felt like she never really truly got to God.
她觉得跟她讲话的主耶稣能够给她答案。
And she felt like this Jesus that she was talking to could give her an answer.
所以她就来问这个答案，到哪里拜神？
And so she asked this question, where can I go to worship God?
很清楚的，她是在问地点。
Very clearly, she was asking about a location.
到哪里去拜神？
Where can I go to worship God?
我们请看21节。
Let's look at verse 21.
耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。”
Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father."
这位妇女她找对了人了。
This woman found the right person.
主耶稣要给她答案。
Jesus gave her an answer.
啊，所以主耶稣说，不是你所说的山上，也不是犹太人所说的耶路撒冷。
He said, it's not on this mountain or the Jerusalem that the Jews talk about.
啊，二十三节。
Verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him.
有些翻译本读起来会觉得说主耶稣在讲拜神的态度。
In some translations, it looks like God is Jesus talking about the attitude of worship.
哦，其实那这个妇女所问的是地点。
But the woman was actually asking about a location.
哦，所以在这里主耶稣不但讲态度，主耶稣也在讲地点。
So Jesus here was not just talking about attitude; He was also talking about location.
哦，他在讲。就是要在那个有圣灵、有真理的地方来拜神。
He was saying that you have to go where you can find the Spirit and the truth of God to worship Him.
哦，所以到主耶稣这里来。
So to come to Jesus.
哦，我们要先找到那个有真理、有圣灵的教会。
We first have to find the church that has the truth and the Spirit.
啊，二十四节。
Verse 24.
神是个灵，所以拜他必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
啊，这里说到要在那个有圣灵、有真理的地方来拜神。
Here it says that you must worship God in the place where there is the spirit and truth.
哦，马可福音第一章那个麻风病者，他是来到主耶稣的跟前。
In Mark chapter 1, the leper came to Jesus.
哦，他需要得着帮助，他那个目标要找对了。
He needed help, and so he had to find the place where he could actually get help.
今天我们每一个人都需要主耶稣的恩典。
Today we all need the grace of God.
哦，所以第一步我们要找对的地方，要到有真理、有圣灵的地方。
So the first step is that we have to go to the place where we can find the truth and the Spirit.
哦，我们现在就是来到有真理、有圣灵的地方。
Here we have come to the place with the Spirit and the truth. 哦，
然后我们像这个麻风病者一样。他很谦卑的来到主耶稣这里。
And like the leper, we should come in humility.
啊，我们悉心的在这里，我们一起来查考圣经的道理。
To come and study the Bible with a lowly attitude.
哦，因为圣经的道理要是帮助我们，给我们信心来做祈求。
Because the teachings of the Bible will help us to give us faith to ask God.
啊，因为神的恩典的产生跟我们的信心跟我们的祈求。有直接的关系。
Because there's a direct relationship between getting the grace of God and our faith and our asking.
哦，圣经的道理要帮助我们的信心。
The teachings of the Bible will help our faith.
哦，信心让我们产生祈求的动作。
The faith will give us this action to ask God.
我们如何来到主耶稣这里？
How do we come to the Lord Jesus?
哦，我们要有信心。
We must have faith.
像保罗所说的，这个福音要救。一切相信的人。
Just like Paul said, this gospel will save all who believe.
啊，我们的信心常常是渺小的、不足的。
Our faith is often small and lacking.
啊，但是我们可以求主耶稣来加添我们的信心。
We can ask Jesus to strengthen our faith.
再来，我们求主耶稣吸引我们。
And we also have to ask God to attract us.
哦，因为这样我们才能够有那真正的渴慕。
Because only then can we have this true thirsting.
哦，渴慕才会有那更迫切的祈求。
Only when we truly thirst after Him can we have a true action of seeking.
照主耶稣所说的，祈求就要得着。
Jesus said, "Those who ask will receive."
哦，所以主动的来到主耶稣这里。
So we must actively come before Christ.
啊，我们就能够得着主耶稣。
And we will receive Him.
我们就能够得着主耶稣的恩典。
And we will receive His grace.
我们得着主耶稣的医治。
And we will receive His healing.
我们得着主耶稣所赐给我们的力量。
We will receive His strength.
我们一起唱诗421首。
Let's sing hymn 421. Oh, no. seated.
今天我们为什么来到这里？
Today, why do we come here?
有人会说，因为今天是安息日，我应该守安息日。
Some people will say, because today is the Sabbath, and I'm supposed to observe the Sabbath.
今天我们为什么来到这里？
Today, why am I here?
有人会说，因为我的朋友很热诚地邀请我，所以我来到这里。
Some people will say, because my friend kept on inviting me, and so I decided to come.
今天我们为什么来到这里？
Today, why am I here?
因为父母亲要我来，所以我来了。
Because my parents want me to come, so I came.
我想我们也可以改变一下我们的态度。
I think we can change our attitude.
我们来到主耶稣这里，我们主动一点，我们用主动的态度，我需要主耶稣，我主动的来到主耶稣这里。
When we come to the Lord Jesus, we should have a more active attitude that I actively come to Christ because I need him.
因为我们看到一个主动来到主耶稣这里的人，他要真正的来得着恩典。
Because we've seen that those who actively come to the Lord Jesus will receive His grace.
如果我们觉得我好像没有体验到恩典。
If we feel like I haven't really experienced any of His grace.
或许就是这么简单，我们把态度改变一下，从被动变成主动。
Maybe it's just this simple. All we have to do is change our attitude from passive to active.
是的，安息日我们应该来这里敬拜神。
Yes, on the Sabbath we should come here to worship God.
但是不是只是因为这样，是我主动的。我很乐意的，我需要我来到这里。
But it's not just that; it's I actively come to Christ because I need Him and I need to come here. I want to come here.
也看到我们这样的改变。
May Jesus also see this change in us.
我们是主动的来到主耶稣这里。
That we actively come to the Lord Jesus.
现在我们来做结束的祷告。
I will make our concluding prayer.
我们愿意接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front.
我们主动的来到主耶稣这里。
Let's actively come to the Lord Jesus.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.